Now, how about for biochemical outcome? Does supplemental beam add something here? Now, where a lot of this comes from is from the early Seattle experience. If we look at the late 1980s when Blasco and colleagues were just beginning this, there was a paper that was published that showed that patients who received combination therapy with supplemental beam and implant had significantly better biochemical outcomes than patients who had implant only, despite the fact that the combined group had higher PSAs and higher Gleason scores. But what I would argue is that this is not a result of combined therapy per se, but a result of relatively or very poor implant technique by the Seattle team in the late 1980s. Anthony Zeitman has called this the spackle effect, that beam probably was filling in dose deficiencies within the target volume. And some other data to help substantiate that, if we look at the biochemical outcomes from the Seattle group for intermediate risk monotherapeutic brachytherapy from 1986 to 1987, they cured only about 30% of men. But from 88 to 90, the very next year to 2 to 3 years, the cure rates went up to about 85%. So the learning curve was very, very steep in the early 80s as Blasco was trying to determine how to do this procedure. When we look at our patients with Gleason score 7 and a PSA less than 10, the addition of beam didn't add anything, and the biochemical control rates are about 96%. Fox Chase has reported very comparable rates with dose-escalated IMRT, but brachytherapy also turns out, at least in our hands where we treat the entire gland, to be an ablative process. The median PSA was less than 0.04 nanogram per mil. We recently completed in Wheeling and Seattle a prospective randomized trial. Not all of these patients are intermediate risk. Some had two risk factors and would be considered high risk. But we randomized 660 patients with Gleason scores 7 to 9 with central pathology review and or a PSA between 10 and 20 to conventional treatment, 44 gray of beam followed by a 90 gray palladium boost, or only 20 gray of beam, 2 weeks, looking at the spackle effect with somewhat of a dose-escalated boost of 115 gray of palladium. And the preliminary results at 5 years now show absolutely no difference in the biochemical control rates, whether we delivered 20 or 44 gray. About 8 months ago, we began to accrue patients to the second generation trial. Again, the same criteria, but now we're looking at 20 gray with 115 of palladium versus a monotherapeutic approach of 125 gray of palladium. This trial is also accruing well. The RTOG is also looking to answer this question with 0232. They're looking at 45 gray versus none, so there's not an intermediate step. All of you who are RTOG institutions, I'd strongly encourage you to support this trial. It's very, very important. So, beam, I think, is of little utility in intermediate risk brachytherapy patients with high quality implants.